This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Tank there, dump your water.
There's an old adage that claims failure to plan means planning to fail. And that's why the Minden Hills Fire Department, along with members of the Algonquin Hills Fire Department, gathered recently to do a mock emergency drill at Budget Propane just south of Minden. The drill, required by propane operators across the province every 5 years, puts firefighters through their paces so that if a real propane emergency occurs, they're ready. Minden Hills Fire Chief Don Kruger spoke to Canoe FM to explain why training for dangerous events is crucial for his team.
Propane storage facilities are required by law to do a mock exercise or a mock emergency exercise at minimum every 5 years. And so I don't know when they last did an exercise, but Budget reached out to me saying they needed to do their exercise. And I said, okay, well, let's incorporate it into a training exercise because, you know, I have a very young, very new fire crew here. And so we're kind of killing a number of birds with one stone here. So they're going to get their legislative requirements done. We're going to get some training, have a chance to work on our pre-plan for such an event and possibly refine it if we need to. So we're going to tick a whole bunch of boxes here and just make sure that in the event that something does happen and we do need to respond up there for an emergency, that everybody knows what they're doing. I reached out to Chief French last week. And so they're going to send a tanker crew and a tanker to assist with water supply. In the event of an actual emergency, like we'd probably be calling Algonquin Highlands and probably Dysart as well. It's hard to say. And we may not even run tankers. We might try and do like some kind of a pumping relay. But for this exercise, because we're not going to be shutting down the highway, it's going to be a little bit safer to just kind of run tankers up and down the highway as opposed to trying to run hose across the highway or down along the side of the highway or whatever the case may be. In the event of a true emergency, we'd be reaching out to the OPP and we'd have that highway shut down, both north and southbound. But because it's a training exercise, we can't really do that. I mean, probably could if we wanted to, but yeah, no, there would be a lot of unhappy people. We got to do it and we want to try and do it right. But at the same time, we realize that we can't disrupt everybody's lives for the sake of a training exercise. So we're going to try and do it as best we can without, you know, interrupting the flow of traffic too much.
The exercise involved many different elements and many firefighters. Only those like Kruger and other senior fire officials knew exactly what the exercise entailed, but none of that was passed down to the firefighters in order to have them react appropriately based on their training. There were many moving parts in this mock drill.
Part of the exercise is going to involve, we have to cool the propane tanks, keep the propane tanks cool so that they don't explode. So we're going to be flowing water onto the propane tanks. And then the exercise itself is going to involve some fire suppression as well as some search and rescue. So we'll be sending fire crews in to look for an injured person. Keeping in mind that if this were a real emergency, like we're going to have firefighters in serious harm's way here. So we're going to involve, there's going to be some suppression, cooling the tanks, as well as search and rescue. And then we'll have other fire crews going around because we would have to evacuate certain areas around the storage facility. So we'll have crews kind of going out, driving around, pretending like they were making evacuation notices. There's a lot involved, right? If this were a real emergency, there's a lot that would be going on. So we're going to try and nail every one of them that we can and so that everybody knows what's involved. So I know exactly what we're doing. The rest of the crew does not. They know we're doing the exercise. They know what might be required for a call such as this. And so they do have a little bit of an idea what's going to happen. But no, I have not provided them with the full details of what exactly is happening. So we're going to try and run it like a call. And so I've been coordinating with the budget people now for quite some time. Just reached out to Algonquin Highlands last week with and spoke with Chief French and Deputy Chief Shelley to try and get them on board. Afterwards, we'll have to do a debrief and you know, I'll include DISART and the OPP and probably EMS as well.
Kruger believes strongly that training drills like this one are critically important so that his team and others within the county can meet every emergency with professionalism and prevent tragedies.
For us in the fire service in general, not just Minden Hills, but in the fire service in general, the things that we try and train the hardest on, I won't say the most often, but the hardest and put a lot of effort into training are these low frequency, high risk calls. Are we going to have the possibility of a propane storage facility blowing up? Not very often, right? But if it were to happen, there's a very high amount of risk involved for the fire crews, right? So training for these low frequency, high risk scenarios is very important.
For his part, Kruger hands over command on site to another firefighter and watches on the sidelines, ready to give tips and observe how the exercise is carried out. A full debriefing is shared with his team and other fire officials across the county at a later date.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.